The accident at Three Mile Island Nuclear Generating Station hasn't been forgotten, especially by a small group of protesters gathered outside the plant on March 28th, the 40th anniversary of the partial meltdown of the facility's Unit 2 reactor. WITF's Tim Lambert reports a moment of silence was held, along with a symbolic act of civil disobedience.
Numbering less than two dozen, they held candles and signs as they stood on public property, mere feet from a yellow line marking the entrance to the north gate of the plant. At 3:52 a.m., they bowed their heads in remembrance of the exact time of the nation's worst nuclear accident. Moments later, activist Gene Stilp crossed that yellow line and kept backing up until he was arrested by two state troopers.
The only thing that separates civil disobedience from the obedient is the yellow line, okay, drawn by the utility right here, all right, drawn by the utility right here. So sometimes you have to teach the younger generation that they have to come out and cross a line to make a point.
Paula Kinney, who lives within the five-mile radius of the plant, says this is her 39th year of participating in the annual vigil. She calls a proposed bailout of the nuclear industry under consideration at the state capitol absurd. The protesters were joined by several women from Japan who survived the Fukushima nuclear meltdown in 2011 after a major earthquake and tsunami. In Middletown, Dauphin County, I'm Tim Lambert.